Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. This is your host, Minister Janice. For he knoweth our frame. He remembered that we are dust. That is a limitation, though man was born with limitations. God also made a way out for him. As long as a man depends on God, that limiting factor automatically removed. Did you hear what I said? Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come today. We come today thanking you, God. Thanking you for your grace. Thanking you for your mercy. Because, Lord, we have come to know and understand that it's all about you. And it's not about us. Nothing that we could ever have done. Nothing that we could have done that would have allowed us to have this grace and this mercy. Oh, God, that we received this day. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you. Oh, Master, we know that we're in a time capsule. We're in a time capsule, God. Any day now, you can come through the sky. Any day, any moment, any second, oh, God. We just want to say thank you. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, God. We know, God, that you know everything. You created everything. We were all created by you, Master, and we say thank you. Things that are going on right now, you are aware. There is nothing that is new to you. You knew that they would take place. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you for life itself. Thank you for salvation. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the eyes that we have, oh, God. Thank you for the breath that we're breathing right now. Thank you for our minds, oh, God. Thank you, Master. Oh, sire de koshande. Sire de koshande. Oh, sire de koshande. Sire de koshande. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your keeping power. Oh, God. Thank you, Master. Thank you for your spiritual gifts, oh, God. Thank you for your protection, oh, God. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for protecting us, oh God. Thank you for healing our bodies, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that comes and rules and reigns and sits and talks to us. Oh, thank you, Master. Thank you for coming in a quiet time and a quiet hour. Oh, thank you. Thank you, God. We know that the world is turned upside down. Men have become lovers of themselves. Everyone is in a hurry, going nowhere. No one cares about anyone. But we know, God, that you sit high and you look low. You know everything that's going on. You know what our needs are, oh God. We just thank you. Thank you for leading. Thank you for guiding us, oh God, into all truth. Thank you, Master. We will be careful to give you all praise. We will give you all honor, because it's in Jesus' holy name. And we say amen. 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 We just want to talk real quickly about limitations. Limits. And that is what the scripture that I just read was talking to us about. How we put limits. How we put a limit. How we put a time factor. We try to put it on God. We try to do it. We try hard to do that. We try hard. Yeah. We really do. But here we see that as long as we are in him, as long as we are in him, that limitation is automatically removed. Because God is all-knowing, all-powerful. Glory be to God. All-powerful. All-knowing. He sits high and looks low. He knows what you're going to say before you say it. Glory be to God. He looks at your heart. He doesn't look at your outer appearance. Your heart is what speaks to God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Your heart is what speaks to him. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So often we limit ourselves. We limit ourselves to achieve the best, the better things in life. Either we are in a rush, we're in a hurry, we're in a race, racing to the finish line. We're too eager to just be still and look around, just to smell the trees, to smell the flowers, to smell the grass. We always just in a hurry. We're always going, 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 and really going where? Nowhere. Putting limits on our mental state, limits on our emotional states, rushing and going nowhere. Rushing, and limiting our lives of the adventures that God has in place for us. Am I talking to anybody? Anybody today is unsettled, can't make a decision, still struggling with emotional situations, still struggling with engaging with other people, still struggling with not feeling adequate enough, still struggling with the self-esteem thing, limiting yourself. We limit our time with God in so many ways. It causes us to miss out on the blessings that God has for us. Yeah, we limit our children many times by saying that you can't do that, you can't do this. Instead of encouraging them, telling them that they can do all things through Christ, who gives them strength. He's going to give them strength and knowledge as to how to go about it, how to do whatever it is. Ways that we place limitations on ourselves is with our mouth. That's the biggest roadblock, our mouth. Our thoughts are second. And then the gestures that we make, the gestures. Yeah, we make gestures. Sometimes we don't have to say anything. We just do it. And it's the, we put a limit. We just stop it, or we go, whatever it is. We may not say that I'm putting a limit on it. We just do it. Sometimes without even thinking, even realizing what we're doing. So that means to me that we're not walking with Christ. We're not walking in him. Yeah, let's dig it a little further with our lesson. Our title of our lesson is Limitations. Romans 6 and 19 says, I am speaking in human terms because of the weakness of your flesh. For just as you once presided your members, remember how you presided your members as slaves to impurities and to lawlessness and to lending to more lawlessness, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness. Lead your members to sanctification. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Remember when? We all have been here. Some of us may still be trying to get out, but some of us can remember when. Some of us, it wasn't too long ago. We all have had a past. We all were born into sin. We all lived a life of wild parties, sleeping around, drinking, and only God knows what else we were doing, taking things that didn't belong to us. This verse is saying to us this day, that was then, and this is now, if you're in Christ. The members that he's talking about is your body members, your hands, your brain, your eyes. All of these things were slaves to sin. Every part of our being was enslaved to sin. It was enslaved to doing the wrong thing. And so this verse is saying, come away from it. Walk away. Repent. Repent of your sin. Turn from it. The wicked ways. And seek God as Savior and Lord of your life. You can do it. You have the ability. You may think you can't. See, that's those thoughts. The thoughts of limitation. Yeah. They're there. But you can do all things through Christ. Ask him. Listen to this. For we whom God has sent speaks the words of God. And for God does not give the Spirit by measure. Now we know what a measure is. A measure is a certain amount, okay? Yeah. A certain amount of contents. A half a spoon, teaspoon, full cup, empty cup, 1/8, 1/2. We know this. We know the measurements. So it's saying here, for he, who is he? God has sent, speaks. Whoever God has sent, it's going to speak to you. It's going to speak to us. And it's going to speak the words of God. And there's not going to be a limitation on it. It's not going to be a certain amount. I'm just going to give you that and that's it. No. He puts no limit on it. He puts no measure on it. He gives you plenty. Whatever you ask for. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will, not maybe, will be open. Come on now. John 3 and 34 says, I'm just going to paraphrase this here. That was John 3 and 34. Yeah. And that's what he was saying to us about the measurement, the measure. John is speaking to us about how God about how God goes about sending those to speak. And he does. He sends the teachers, he sends the preachers, he sends the prophets, and he sends anyone who will open up his or her mouth. Hello. Those who are standing and teaching are not just the only mouthpieces that God used. Remember, he said that if you don't open up your mouth, you have the rocks to cry out. The rocks, he can command the donkey to speak. Yes. So if the donkey could speak, you know you should be able to say something. If you're living, if you're breathing, if you're existing, certainly you have something to say about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 1. In this story, and this is a story that I want you to just stay with me for a minute with this. In this particular story, this is in Luke chapter 1. I could start at verse 12 through 24, but I'm going to paraphrase it, but I want to bring some highlights about this story. This is the story about an angel called Gabriel. Gabriel. Oh, yeah. If you know anything about the angels, you know Gabriel was the warring angel. He was the angel that stood in the presence of an almighty God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He was that angel. If you need help, if you need backup, call Gabriel. So here we see in this particular story, Gabriel was sent by God to go and visit Zechariah. Who was Zechariah? Zechariah was a priest. He was a prophet. He was a man of God. He was one who spoke the word of God to God's people. Yeah. And here we see, once Zechariah saw the angel, he became very fearful. And it's so common. It's so natural. It's a natural thing to become fearful when you see an angel. It is. Mm-hmm. And the angel of the Lord reassured him. Oh, Zechariah, no need to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Don't worry. He was coming to share good news. Good news. To tell Zechariah about the child that he and his wife, Elizabeth, was about to have. Yeah. And you see, Zechariah, he was a priest. Notice that. Let me just bring out one point. I just want to share this real quick. Zechariah was a priest and he was married. He had a wife. I'm just off of that for a minute. He had a wife. Zechariah, he still was uncertain about the angel. And he definitely was uncertain about a child. Now listen to the limitations thrown out by Zechariah. He going to throw them out now. He going to throw out the limitations. We're going to see how Zechariah is going to put a limit on God. Let's say he's going to try. All while Gabriel was cheering on the good news, and this is found in verse 14, verse 15, verse 16, and 17. Here in verse 18, he says, how should I know? This is what Zechariah is saying to the angel. How should I know? He reminded Gabriel that he is old. He said, I'm old. And my wife, she's well stricken, meaning stricken with age. How can we have a child? It's just like, how could this be? How could this happen? So listen to this. Gabriel gets real hot. He's getting real hot. He's getting all steamed up. He's getting upset. And he tells him, listen, this is my duties. He says, in verse 19, he says, I stand in the very presence of God. God Almighty. Now think about that. Somebody standing in the very presence of God. Everybody don't do that. Everybody don't have that ability. Everybody don't have that gift. Everybody is not anointed to do that. Huh? But Gabriel is saying this is where he spends his time. And this is who sent him to your house. The Almighty. Verse 20, he says here, since you don't want to believe what I'm saying, you know, there come a time when even God gets tired of us. He gets tired of us living in a world of doubt and unbelief. So here we see in verse 20, he says, since you will not believe what thus says the Lord, you will not speak. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Trying to put a limit on God. Trying to limit God. You can't limit God. Mm-mm. You may try. You may try with the doubt. You may try with the unbelief, but it still won't work. Zechariah, who was the priest, who was the prophet, who heard from God. That's what prophets do. That's the position of a prophet, to hear from God. And then from him hearing from God, he goes to the people and share to the people what thus says the Lord. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Yeah. So here we see the unbelief. The doubt was overshadowing the whole present, the whole visit. It was just all in the room, the doubt. So Gabriel told him, he declared it, you will not be able to speak. You will remain dumb. Yeah. So here we see that, could it be that we look up at ourselves and we say, some of us could easily be a walking Zechariah, all because of trying to limit our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. When he's coming to us and he's trying to bless us, we say, oh, I don't think that's going to work. When he's coming and he's trying to give us a raise on our job, we still don't believe how long that's going to take place. We're talking negative about it, even though we didn't heard it, we didn't read it in black and white that it's coming, we're still negative about that. We live in a world housed in unbelief. This is a glass house, y'all. A glass house is unbelief. A rock can just throw in there and break everything. Everything will be completely shattered because of unbelief. Listen to what I'm saying. So the question here, this question here was asked by Job. Job asked a question. Job, chapter 11, verse 7. And the question that Job asked was, can you discover the depths of God? Can you discover the limits of his thoughts. Anybody could do that? Anybody have that power? Anybody have that ability that they can go and look at the limits of our Almighty God? The depths of him? It's just like saying the measures of him. And this is what Job's question was. So no is the answer. No is the answer. And no is the answer. None of us have that ability. None of us have that power. Isaiah 55 and 8. It clearly tells us we certainly cannot. God is too powerful. He's too knowing. His ways are not our ways. And his thoughts are not ours either. Verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways. Glory be to God. Higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. My thoughts, my ways are higher than your ways. Higher than your thoughts. At some point, at some time, we must learn to trust God. Trust him when we don't see him. Trust him when we can't feel him. Trust him knowing that he is ever present. He's present. I can't feel you, God, but I know you're here. I know you know what's going on. You said that all I had to do was seek and I shall find you. You said that I should knock and the door will be open. So, God, I am knocking and I'm seeking and I'm believing, oh God, that you are God and besides you there is no other. No one has the power. No one is greater than you, oh God. No one. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this lesson. We thank you, God, for this word, oh God, the word that comes and teaches us how to be more and more like you. We thank you for the opportunity that we can come and understand your word, oh God, because your word is true. We ask, oh God, that the word penetrate in our hearts, penetrate in our minds, penetrate in our thoughts, that we would go and want to know more about you. In Jesus' name we pray, and we say amen, and we say thank God. Thank you for bringing us into New Year. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. We look forward to having you back here with us on, not this Friday, but the following Friday, which would be the following Friday, which will be the 19th of January at 8 o'clock. Yes, yes. We will be back. And we know that on Sunday evening, God's Favorite Ministries are at 7 o'clock. And on Saturday, Minister Sadie and her husband are at the same number at 7 o'clock. Yeah. Just coming and studying the word.